From Spark and Anvil and Soundsphere, this is Tune, in Chapter 1 of the Soundsphere cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Tune is a honeybee tween with warm cream and amber stripes. She hovers over a massive synthesizer, her small fingers moving with intense precision. I am Tune. This is the sound sphere. Here, the world isn't overwhelming noise. Here, I am the conductor.
I don't find sounds. I create them. Combine frequency, envelope, timbre, and space, and you can make entirely new sounds.
Frequency is the pitch. Envelope is the sound's life story, from birth to fade. Timbre is its unique color. Space is the room it lives in.
My auditory sensitivity once made the world feel like a physical assault, a cacophony of overwhelming noise.
But in the studio, that sensitivity becomes a superpower. It's like having a microscope for my ears.
Her challenge was to create the call of the elusive Gloomfang, a sound no one had ever heard before.
The Gloomfang needs to feel ancient. It needs to carry the weight of time, echoing through forgotten caverns.
She wove the elements together. The growl filled the studio, a living, breathing entity that left a distinct chill in the air.
It's perfect. I turned imagination into something you can feel, a story told in pure sound.
Her sensitivity was not a weakness, but a profound gift. She was the meticulous architect of infinite sonic worlds.
Frequency, envelope, timbre, space. I don't just hear sound, I command it. This is synthesis.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Common Core and Next Generation Science Standards. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.